Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Rodney Marsh. He is with Grumpy Pundits. They own SiriusXM FC covering the World Cup. Rodney, happy to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. Hello, boys. How's it all going?
Doing fantastic. Rodney, let's start with this. What did you make of the United States draw in the World Cup?
I love it. I love the draw. It could have been so much worse. First game out was, of course, Australia. Now during the World Cup, guys, there's always a what we call whipping boys, which means that there's a team that's got really no chance of going through. Everybody's going to beat them or take points off them, and I think Australia is that team in the group. I think it's a great draw for America, and I guarantee you America will get out of this group.
Right now we're talking to Rodney Marsh. We're taking a closer look at the World Cup. Every year, there's always that group of death in every single tournament. Do you think there is one in this one? What group are you looking at as a potential group of death?
Well, as the groups unfolded and we saw Norway come out, Norway, who just a few weeks ago beat Italy 4-1, and Erling Haaland, greatest goal scorer in the world. Norway come out, France come out second. France with Kylian Mbappe. So you've got Norway, France, and then Senegal in the same group. That's a tough group, that is. But there's one thing to remember, guys, and that is this. Even if you finish third in your group, there's still a path to get through.
Ronnie, do you see a potential sleeper in this World Cup? Is there a country or two that isn't one of the marquee names that you could see making a deep run?
Great question, because if you look at prior World Cups, there always is. There's always a team that you think, they've got no chance, and suddenly they come and win a game or two. I think some of the African countries, I think Ghana, I think Ivory Coast, I think Egypt, are all in with a chance of blooding a nose or two. So I like the draw. I think the draw has been a very, very good draw. Not least of all, my boy is England. I was born in England, as you probably know. And England have got Croatia in the first round and a pretty easy draw all around. So at the moment, I'm very pleased. America's got a pretty good group, and so does England.
Right now, we're talking to Rodney Marsh here for a couple more minutes. He is with the Grumpy Pundits on SiriusXM FC, covering soccer, talking about the draw that we had in the World Cup. You've mentioned it a couple of times. What would you say is the expectations for the United States? I feel like this is a World Cup that they have had circled as a program for, it feels like, the last 12 to 8 years or so, that they were really looking at this one on their home soil, all of their talent kind of coming together at the same time. What do you think is a realistic expectations for the United States men's soccer team?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you guys heard Coach Pochettino after the draw coming out. He was interviewed, right after the draw. He was very cautious, you know, praising everybody, saying everybody is good teams and it's all going to be difficult and all those, the correct things to say for coaches these days. I think he's pleased. I think he's pleased. And I think at the bare minimum, America comes runner-up and an automatic qualifier as runner-up. So, it's good. It's a good draw, and I'm full of expectations. The thing is, of course, is what players will be available for the squad. You know, we've been seeing Christian Pulisic. He's been injured recently, and the left-back, Anthony Robinson, plays for Fulham in the Premier League. He's been injured, a couple of other injuries. So we've just got to hope that in the next few months all those players get healthy.
Last thing here, Rodney, and we appreciate your time. There's going to be a lot of people who are getting an introduction to international soccer. I'm one of those people. I've never been to a game like this. And with the World Cup in my backyard, I plan on going to one of these games. I'm sure you've been to one of these games before. What can people expect? What does having the World Cup mean?
Well, I don't know if you've seen much today on TV, but I've been following it all day long with a draw, of course, in Washington. And I've been following it. And I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know if this is public knowledge yet, but I'm going to tell you anyway. They've already sold more tickets from this World Cup than in the history of the World Cup. And there's 6 months to go. So it's going to be enormous. And I urge everybody, if you can, in the games, you know, you've got games there. Is it one or how many games you got there? Do you know?
I think we have six.
Crikey, six games. Well, I urge anybody that it's a once in a lifetime thing, you know, and you get the best players in the world, of course, and this is going to be Lionel Messi, who, by the way, Lionel Messi playing in the Major League Soccer final tomorrow night in Miami against Vancouver. But it plays for Argentina, final World Cup for Lionel Messi. So look out for all those things, but look out for America.
Absolutely. That is Rodney Marsh joining us on the show. He's with the Grumpy Pundits with SiriusXM FC, breaking down the World Cup draw. We will find out which teams play at Arrowhead Stadium coming up this weekend. Rodney, great stuff. We look forward to catching up with you down the road as we get closer to the World Cup.
No worries.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.